Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking you through introductal papillomas. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/introductal papilloma or in the breast surgery section of the Zero to Finals surgery book. So let's get straight into it. An introductal papilloma is a warty lesion that grows within one of the ducts in the breast. It's the result of proliferation of the epithelial cells that line the ducts. The typical presentation is with clear or blood-stained nipple discharge. Introductal papillomas are benign tumours, however they can be associated with atypical hyperplasia or breast cancer. Let's talk about the presentation. Introductal papillomas can occur at any age, but they most often occur between 35 and 55 years. Introductal papillomas are often asymptomatic, and they may be picked up incidentally on mammograms or ultrasound scans. They may present with nipple discharge, which can be clear or blood-stained, tenderness or pain, or a palpable lump. Let's talk about the diagnosis. Patients require triple assessment with clinical assessment with a history and examination, imaging with an ultrasound, mammogram or MRI scan, and histology, usually by core biopsy or vacuum-assisted biopsy. Ductography may also be used, and this involves injecting contrast into the abnormal duct and performing a mammogram scan to visualize that duct in more detail. The papilloma will be seen as an area that does not fill with the contrast, and this is referred to as a filling defect. Finally, let's talk about management. Introductal papillomas require complete surgical excision, so removal via surgery. After removal, the tissue is examined for atypical hyperplasia or cancer that may not have been picked up previously on the biopsy. So thanks for listening to this episode on introductal papillomas. As always, a big thank you to Harry for editing the podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about lactational mastitis.